Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Time for Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Happy to have you with us at 525, our Orr Nissan picks with Justin Whalen from Orr Nissan, as well as Jason Duda. And we'll need a caller for that as we get toward the end of this segment. We'll take a caller. Don't forget the presents in a package. That's something that we're helping out with here at Intercom Radio. It helps support our military troops during the Christmas season. They need a few things, but here are amongst the things that we need most. Beef jerky and Slim Jims, granola bars and protein bars, herbal teas and Pringles. And you can donate these by dropping them off during regular business hours at NCRI at 8447 East 35th Street North or Mel Hambleton Ford on West Kellogg. And if you do that by November 2nd, they will take care of all the packaging and get that sent over to our troops. Let's get to Mike, who's been holding on. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on this afternoon?
Well, we're just we're in here having a show, and we understand, Mike, that you were in Las Vegas to see the Eagles.
What?
So we want to hear about that, Mike.
It was expensive, but it was a heck of a show.
Well, we've read about it and heard about it. Tell us firsthand what impressed you. What stood out to you about the Eagles performing? Go ahead.
The Hotel California piece was great. I mean, they were playing songs that they hadn't played in years.
And, how did like Wasted Ryan Time Logan sound?
Let him talk.
I'm sorry.
Try and Love Again, they hadn't played since 79 as a group.
Wow.
And that was just unbelievable. But the biggest part of the show, guys, was the length. We started about 8:05, and there was a 20-minute intermission after the Hotel California set. And then we didn't get out of there. We stood up at 12:05.
Holy cow.
That's an unbelievable show.
That's amazing.
It was it was 3 hours, 50 minutes.
Well, and Vince Gill has been a game changer for the Eagles, in my opinion. Do you concur?
Yes. He can sing anything.
Yeah.
He can play anything.
He's something else. Mike, I appreciate that. We're going to go see the Eagles in late February in Dallas, so we look forward to that as well.
You guys are going to have a blast. It's worth every penny.
Thanks for weighing in on it.
I've been to six of them, and this was so much different than the other five, I can't even begin to describe them. That's why I called, because you've been to a lot of shows.
Good. That's cool. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Good talk, guys.
All right, there you go.
I will say this. No, I won't.
Say it.
Randy Meisner wasn't in the band in 1979. They couldn't have played that song.
So now you're going to knock.
I don't know if they've ever played it. They probably have. But
now you're going to dispute what Mike takes time out of. This is what
I told you I shouldn't have said it.
You can't let anything go.
I can't. I don't have the capability.
So Mike did a great thing. I asked him to call in today to tell us about it. And what he gets is a door slamming in his face and telling him to go to hell, don't ever call the show again.
I didn't quite say that. I think Mike follows me on Twitter, so I'd like to have this conversation with him on Twitter because I bet they've probably played it, but I don't know when.
That's too bad. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bob and Jeff. How are we doing today?
You know what, Andrew? I'm not that guy, but how are your Braves and your Bears doing?
You know, I knew that was going to come in.
Actually, yeah, you're damn right.
If you guys don't get a caller for Orr Nissan, I'll gladly call back. But
we'll announce a caller as we go to break, and then if you get in, you're in. Okay, Andrew?
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. One thing I just wanted to say is I wanted to kind of bring up the Braves. Congratulations. I'll be the man. I you know, I was rooting for the Braves, but congratulations to your Cardinals.
Yeah, but you're not a diehard Braves fan.
He's not even a Braves fan.
No,
he's a Cubs fan. That's why he was.
Exactly. But, you know, I was kind of calling on last night. What an upset. What an amazing turn of events last night. It was so cool to sit and watch the turn of events last night against the Dodgers. It was so cool to see the Dodgers kind of fail. I'm sorry.
Listen, you're a guy that kind of gravitates from team to team, and that's fine.
Yep, I love watching sports.
Thank you, Andrew. Try to get in for the picks if you can. All right, there goes
there
Andrew.
Goes.
There
he goes.
He had something more to say, but he wasn't saying it.
I don't know.
Next is Eric at 869-1240. That's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Eric.
Afternoon, y'all, and congrats, Tom, on your Cardinals just devastating, dominating last night. That was cool. That was cool.
Well, now we move on to the next series, and it'll be just as difficult. So, yes, I'm.
Hey, before you get away, there's a guy works at a sheet metal place here in Kansas that went to Norway and won the Highlander Games in the amateur division. And those guys are athletes. My Lord. Strong.
Well, you'll have to.
His name's Skyler Arneson.
You'll have to get
good
that.
Young man.
Eric, yes, let me break in here for a second. Get it to me in an email.
Will do.
Bob at KFHradio.com.
Bob, B-O-B, right?
Bob, yeah, B-O-B at KFHradio.com. I'd love to get a Norlander on the show.
He's a South Hutch kid and Wichita State track and field guy, and my goodness, those boys are strong.
That'd be a great guest. Those are the kind of guests I love to get on this show, Eric.
You'll enjoy this guy. I heard him for an hour yesterday, so you'll like him.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll send it to you.
All right. 869-1240.
I've solved the mystery.
What?
I've solved the mystery.
Through tweeting with Mike?
No, I've looked it up. They played it 7 times in 1977.
So, yeah, it might have been off a couple years.
Yeah, that's okay.
Are you sure? Are you sure you can forgive him? Because nobody would want to ruffle your feathers.
I'll just, I forgive him.
Mr. I know everything, and you never win a bet. You're never right.
I'm right about the Eagles.
Not really.
Pretty much always.
Not really.
Often.
Were you offended? I think I'm losing my voice.
No.
No, I really do. It's come on me pretty much the last 20 minutes or so.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. And I got to go to a function tonight.
Uh-oh. Do you have to speak at the function?
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not.
But I don't sound good right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hang in there.
What'd you make of Mike Schilt's post-game speech fact that Randy Arozarena?
I don't know why you'd ever do that.
Why? What's wrong with the kid?
Millennials, man. You can't do that. I think he probably gets that.
He feels terrible about
it. He should. But, yeah,
but I didn't know Mike Schilt had that side to him.
Well, of course he does. He's a leader of men, as they say. He's a motivator.
So to be a leader of men, you have to drop the F-bomb 35 times? Really?
After you win a series, I think the emotion would be at an apex. So I have no problem with Mike Schilt.
Well, of course you don't. I don't either.
Nor should really anybody.
You should have heard me in that first inning.
I hope your wife wasn't around.
Here's the problem with yelling and my dog goes nuts.
Yeah, you can't do
it. She doesn't know what to think. I think she thinks I'm yelling at her, so she gets freaked out.
Then
on top of that, we had the lightning last night and the thunder. It was a hard day for Misty.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You don't really care.
Why wouldn't I care?
You're just filling time. Again, you're like an ornament.
Well, I don't have any stories to tell.
You never have any stories.
You wouldn't want my stories
tell.
Anyway. I don't have a thought of the day today. It's really a travesty.
Why don't you have a thought of the day?
Because all my thoughts were about the baseball games, and I knew we'd cover that. And we did. I got all my thoughts in. I don't have an extraneous thought of the day.
Who do you want to win tonight?
The Rays.
Why don't you think they can?
Because Garrett Cole, I just at home.
Garrett Cole's where he's comfortable. Unbelievable. But have you seen this Glasnow pit?
He's really good. I don't think he's going to go into Houston and win. I just don't think.
He may not. But I like this team. If I wasn't a Cardinals fan, this is the kind of team
you
I would
gravitate
towards.
You would not be a Rays
toward.
Fan. You wouldn't be able
Why do
to
you
watch,
say that?
You wouldn't be able to watch 81 games in at you know on TV at Tropicana Field.
Nah, that would drive me nuts. I can't be a fan of a team that has no fans. But and they that, got a bunch of bandwagoners now.
Well, every team would represent in the playoffs. That's nothing new. I'm sure most of these people are fans of the team anyway. It's just hard to get to that stadium from all accounts.
Can I just say something since this was brought up in hour number one that I'm kind of gripping about?
Go for it.
Yankees Cardinals?
Why don't you
I mean,
take
can
care
you
of
even
Nationals?
Imagine? No, listen, I'm not looking past the Nationals. They're a team that could end it for the Cardinals. But let's say we get there, and let's say the Yankees get there, and wouldn't that just be a treat?
Wouldn't it be fun? You'd be beside yourself. It's not fun to play the Yankees. You have to throw 275 pitches. They're the most selective group of hitters. They hit a bunch of home runs. You don't
we'll
want
give it
that.
A shot.
You don't want
you
that.
You don't think Flaherty could go in there and quiet their bats.
He might be able to quiet them, but he's going to throw 80 pitches in 3 1/3 innings.
Really?
It's too hard to pitch against those guys. They're savages in the box.
We'll take our shot. I hope we get there. Will they beat Houston?
Not necessarily. I think Houston, as much as I don't like them, I've never seen a team as built as pretty much perfectly as the Astros.
If they're built so perfectly, why has Tampa won a couple games against them?
Well,
including knocking out Verlander.
Well, he was on short rest, and you're not going to go undefeated.
Yankees did.
All you have to do. Well,
they beat a team that won 101 games.
Yeah, and the
three
Twins
in a
haven't
row.
Won a playoff game since Jimmy Carter was in office.
So now you're talking, you know what, about the Twins? When you're
yeah,
with a team
represent
that,
our division.
You know what? The Twins won two titles in my lifetime.
I'm
two.
Aware. 87 and 91. That was my lifetime,
oh,
too.
Oh, no, three. I'm sorry. They also won in 60.
No, they didn't.
They didn't win one in the 60s?
No.
Okay. The Dodgers beat them.
Yeah,
but
like
they
66
were in a World Series.
Or something.
They've got two. Indians, none.
We have two.
Name another franchise.
The Reds.
Numerous championships. Cleveland, none. Next.
The Rangers.
you finally
yeah,
named
I figured
one.
Out your game.
Yeah.
After one selection.
Give me one more.
The Twins won as the Senators, apparently, in 24. How about the Seattle Mariners?
Now, just name one off the top of your head. Don't go searching for
well,
somebody.
Okay, give me a team, and I'll tell you the last few they've won.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you the last few World Series
Cardinals.
They've won. Oh, that's easy. 2012.
No, wrong.
2011.
Yeah, you're already blew
give
it.
Me a different team.
What? Yeah,
because I want to do this. I want to do this for a minute or two.
The Astros.
The Astros won it a couple years ago.
You don't. But what's the year?
2017. I mean, that's not. Give me a
White
team that
Sox.
White Sox won it in 06.
Wrong.
05.
See, you're wrong already.
Give me a real
no.
one. That's like historical.
No.
Not something.
Phillies.
Phillies won in 80.
And?
Like 19. I don't know.
Blue Jays.
92 and 93.
You missed most of them.
Yeah, I got within a year.
I mean, that wasn't that good. We got the
08 for the Phillies, too.
We got the Patriots and the Giants tonight, and who cares? If you're going to watch that game, and Max, I'm talking to you. If you're watching the Patriots and the Giants tonight over the baseball game, you're a big loser. Right here, L.
Isn't it crazy? I don't think people think about this. Every team plays a Thursday night game over the course of a season. That's got to be extremely.
That's been the case.
That's got to be extremely difficult to schedule because you got all these division games. You got to make sure everybody's playing Thursday. I mean, it's crazy. How do you build a schedule?
It's tough. Here's Pat on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Pat.
Hey. So I got a question for Jeff.
Hit it.
Because he doesn't believe in clutch performances, and there's no statistics.
I didn't say I didn't believe in clutch performances. I am saying the idea of a clutch player does not exist.
Right. Like, there's no way to track it, or, you know, it's not a real thing.
Correct.
Because if you're a professional, you're going to come through regardless of the situation.
I'm saying you are the same
Pat,
hitter in clutch situations
Pat,
as you are in non-clutch.
Why are you talking to Jeff about any of this?
Well, I think it's along the same lines as the Twins not winning a playoff game since Carter was in office. I mean, what does that matter? If they're pros, they should have won if they were a great team or a good team.
Well, that would indicate that everyone should win every game, but only one team.
Great point.
No, it's a horrible point.
It's a great point, and what you should do after making it is just hang up.
So they're all pros. So there should be 30 World Series winners a year is what you're saying.
Well, that's ridiculous. I'm talking about you saying that you can factor in history of a team instead of looking at this season.
I didn't say that at all. Nothing like that came out of
my mouth. Would you please let him finish?
In a backwards way, you did, because you said that you made it sound like the fact that they didn't win a playoff game since the 80s or whenever.
Pat.
Well, they've lost 19
in a row. Wait a minute, I got a question. Pat, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Have you ever worked for the CIA? Because what you're able to break down from what Jeff said is right on.
But isn't that's basically what he said, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was exactly what I said.
That's why I ask you if you've worked for the CIA.
I speak in code. I mean,
thank
that's exactly
you,
right. I'm unable to articulate.
That's just a beautiful
my
call.
Actual thoughts.
And the fact that you've become so defensive.
Well, yeah, I'm defensive. The guy put 8,000 words in my mouth.
That was wonderful, Pat. Let's take a break. We've got the Orr Nissan picks of the week. We need a caller, and it can't be somebody who's done it before. We need a caller to make the picks for the listeners at 869-1240. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.